Welcome on in. It's another edition of Trailblazers Courtside. This is our TV and internet-only segment. Brian Wheeler joined by Antonio Harvey. Back from Vegas. I missed you for the week. It would have been a lot more fun had you been there, considering that I didn't see a lot of victories. But, we don't put much of a premium on wins in the preseason, so I guess we have to treat this as another extended level of the preseason. I think it's one of those things, if you went 5-1, you would have said, hey, we got a lot of momentum going into the season.
Yes.
But a 1-5, you're like, well, not these games didn't count.
It's all about perspective.
Yes.
It's like the preseason. You go 8-0 in the preseason, and we are poised to win a championship. You go 0-8, and it's the preseason. Nobody really plays hard anyway.
I still remember the 59-win team in 99-2000 that you were on. That team was 7-0 going into the final preseason game, and I've told this story before. And I asked Detlef Schrempf in a post-game interview, game 7 of the 8-game preseason schedule was here in Portland. We were going to play in Sacramento the next night. I said, Det, the Blazers have never gone 8-0 in a preseason in their history. How big is tomorrow night's game? Nah, this is my second year, so I'm thinking it's a big deal. And he said, are they going to give us a trophy for it? And I said, no, I don't think they are. So he kind of put it into perspective. Then the next night, yes. Mike Dunleavy starts resting a lot of his regulars, putting in, you know, guys off the bench that are looking to get some time. I said, don't do that. And then the lead was slipping away. We got to be 8-0. And then, fortunately, the guys off the bench got the job done.
Yes.
And it was an 8-0 preseason, leading to a great regular season. So sometimes it follows. Now, following this little dissertation, we've got the show in earnest. And coming up first will be Terry Stotts, Trailblazers head coach. We'll get his thoughts on Summer League also.
I know you've got some really serious questions for him concerning the play of some of his guys.
Some that have been passed on to me by others, the questions, that is. And we'll talk to him about taking part in a Trailblazers camp this week that is really going to help a lot. A lot of youngsters. And Darrell Wright, one of the newest Trailblazers, who is going to enjoy Terry's offense, which will feature him in a lot of three-point shooting, will be coming up a little later on in the program as well. So a big program ahead. We'll talk about Summer League. We'll talk about what's left of the summer for the Trailblazers as well. And we'll get things rolling in just a moment. Trailblazers Courtside, presented by Pacific Power. And we'll get things started right after this here on Comcast Sportsnet and Trailblazers.com.
Trailblazers Courtside is brought to you by Standard TV and Appliance. We set the standard by the new Ram 1500, Motor Trend's 2013 Truck of the Year, and by Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's the big brand sale at Standard TV and Appliance, setting the standard with over 40 brands.
Save $730 on a Samsung front load laundry pair. Save $750 on a stainless steel GE French door refrigerator. Save $250 on a stainless KitchenAid dishwasher. And get a plush Beauty Rest Queen mattress for only $469.
Hurry in, the big brand sale. Standard TV and Appliance.
You get a lot from hard work, like best-in-class 25 mpg, best-in-class 850 pound-feet of torque, and best-in-class 30,000 pounds towing. You also get the best weekend ever. We put everything into our trucks so you can get everything out of them. Experience it all now at the Ram Summer Clearance Event. Now trade in your vehicle and get $7,450 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4.
Tune in Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on Comcast Sportsnet. Another brand new episode of Outdoor GPS. I'm hoping to have some great real-time info for you, and you'll only see it here on Outdoor GPS.
There's no such thing as a nobody to me. And I always wanted to show that. And I always wanted to give them a voice, and I wanted to give the item a voice. Show the relationship that people have with an inanimate object, how powerful it can be to them. To see the excitement in their face and to hear their stories about the piece, that's what I love about what we do.
Your customers have so many media options. Are you advertising in the right place? Don't let the choices overwhelm you. Make them work for you. Advertise your business in the most popular programs on TV, right here in your local area. We'll work together to target the networks and shows your customers are watching, so they see your commercial and you see results. Contact us today to create effective advertising that cuts through the media clutter. For more information, visit ComcastSpotlight.com/Oregon.
Throws up a three, front rim, Bayless the rebound, and he scores! First time. Here's Miller, right side, scores again, a new career high for Andre Miller. 8 seconds, we're going to go on Ariza. Brandon for the lead, scoop shot, yes! Passed up the three for Roy, yes! Brandon Roy!
It's a late July edition of Trailblazers Courtside presented by Pacific Power. Brian Wheeler, Antonio Harvey on hand for this particular show. Trailblazers head coach Terry Stotts will be with us in our next segment. Also to come, one of the newest Trailblazers, Darrell Wright, signed as a free agent, said among other things that he was intrigued by the fact that the Trailblazers have the close affiliation with the Oregon Ducks, and his son happens to be a big fan of the Ducks. And so,
there you go.
And DeAnthony Thomas, one of his favorite players. So sometimes you never know what helps in recruiting and getting somebody interested in your team. And also the fact that the Blazers, of course, specialize in the three-point shot. And Darrell Wright once led the NBA in three-point field goals made. So it seems to be a pretty good fit, and we'll talk to Darrell about that.
But now, last season in particular, did they specialize in shooting the three-point shot or making the three-point shot? Because there's a difference.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, last year they set a franchise record for most three-point field goals made in a season.
Did they set the same record for most missed? Because, see, nobody talked about that.
I don't know. We'd have to go back and look.
Cap, we need to find out if that was the most three-pointers the Blazers have missed over the course of the
season. Maybe shot for that reason, too. So, Cap, who has a wealth of resources.
I'm on it.
Yeah, he has a wealth of resources at his disposal. You're putting Rich Patterson to work early in this particular show.
Well, you know what? Because sometimes numbers like that can be deceiving. Yeah. You know, it's the most in the history of the Trailblazers, but they shot 22% doing it, so that means you missed a lot of shots, and it really was detrimental to the team. I'd like to know where this year stood in terms of attempts, makes, field goal percentage, all of that kind of stuff, because it really gives you a better idea of where this team was, what they really should have been focusing on, and what they can focus on to get better at next season.
It's kind of like when Lenny Wilkins was approaching the record for most wins for an NBA head coach. I think he was also high on the list of most losses.
Oh, one and one.
Yeah. Yes. So you know, you can often succeed in one category, but maybe it's at the expense of another. Now, I know this much. Whatever the Blazers did last season in terms of most three-point field goals made, I'm willing to bet that they will shatter that record next season.
I would have to agree. And there are a few reasons why. One, I think Nicholas Batum is going to be healthier for longer next season. Dame is going to be more comfortable with the ball in his hands, getting his three-point shot off. C.J. McCollum can put the ball in the basket from deep, and then you add Darrell Wright. You've got four truly bona fide three-point shooters on
Alan
the team.
Crabb, when
he gets time. I mean, I'm not expecting big minutes out of him, but I think Darrell's going to play some backup three, and I wouldn't be shocked, because we both know Terry Stotts is a basketball genius. I wouldn't be shocked if we didn't see Darrell Wright and Nicholas Batum and Wesley Matthews or C.J. McCollum out there with Damian Lillard. A small, quick, athletic, three-point shooting lineup with somebody like LaMarcus around the post. You could do that and get away with it, especially in this league.
All right, we're going to ask Terry Stotts certainly a lot about this in our next segment, but what did you like, what did you not like about the Trailblazers' summer league efforts in Las Vegas last week?
Oh, man. What did I like? Not much, I'll be honest. And I liked Thomas Robinson. Mm-hmm. I liked C.J. McCollum. I was a little bit disappointed in, to be honest, in what I saw from Myers Leonard. I wasn't happy with what I saw from Myers Leonard. It wasn't that he didn't play hard. He did play hard. But I wanted to see him start making those steps. And here's what I mean. I don't care about how many points he scores. I don't care about how many rebounds he gets. I don't care about how many block shots he actually touches. What I'm concerned about is, where is he in the scheme of the defense? Is he making the right reads? Is he in the right position on rotations on the defensive end of the court? And I wasn't always sure he understood. Sometimes he got lost. And now, as a second-year guy, Myers has to be able to be there when he needs to be there. He's got to, you know, really shore up the backside of that defense. I know he's capable of doing it, but I don't think he's always there when he needs to be there. So I'd like to see more growth out of Myers. He didn't have a bad summer league. I'm not saying that. But I expected more out of him, because I've come to expect more out of him. He's shown me some things. I want to see him build on that stuff.
Yeah, like, for instance, in the one victory the Blazers had in overtime win over Atlanta in 37 minutes, now Myers hit a big three-point point field goal that allowed the Blazers to get within two late in regulation. But 11 points, 5 rebounds, 3 turnovers in 37 minutes.
Right.
And he'd like to see more than that. Now, he did have the one game when he had a double-double where he was able to step up 15 points, 13 rebounds in the second matchup against Phoenix, and he did that in 30 minutes. So he was much more efficient and much more productive in less time in that game.
No block shots.
Right.
Blazers gave up 92 points. And these weren't 48-minute games, right? These were 40-minute games.
Yeah.
So they gave up 92 points in 40 minutes, and they probably gave up about that number on a consistent basis. That tells me that the Blazers aren't playing great defense. They allowed a summer league team to shoot 48% from the field overall. It starts with the center position. I've always said if you're gonna be a good defensive team, you have to have a center that communicates, clogs up the paint, and salvages plays by blocking shots at the rim when he has to. And it's a little thing, and I'm sure that Myers is capable of it. I trust that he will do it, but I want to see it happen faster than it's happening. I think he's capable of it, and I think we'll see it in time.
What'd you think of Thomas Robinson?
Like somebody. What he is exactly what we thought he was. He's not a great scorer, but what he can do wheels better than a lot of guys around him. He's got such a tremendous motor. He gets to rebounds that aren't really his. I mean, this is a rebound that's 10 feet away. He'll come out of nowhere and snag that board because he wants it more than the guys around him. That's what impressed me about him is he rebounds laterally, not just vertically.
Yeah, that game that we're talking about, the win over Atlanta, the Blazers had 2 block shots, and he had both of them. So I think we also saw he was a good garbage guy. I mean, he's willing to clean up. He's willing to get around the rim, follow shots. And he had a few shots blocked, so his elevation maybe when he's taking his own shot and probably trying to figure out, he hit a couple of 15-footers, but is that going to be, his strength? I mean, we know it's something that LaMarcus can get out and do. May not be Thomas. And he said he probably wasn't in the shape he's going to be in at the start of training camp, but you could tell that he's just excited about playing basketball again with a team that really appreciates him and where he's wanted, and I think he didn't feel that way at all in his rookie season.
Well, he couldn't. You go from Sacramento, and you've got two guys playing in front of you, DeMarcus Cousins and the kid from Rice. Help me out. Big guy.
Jason Thompson.
And then you factor in,
Ryder.
Ryder. So he's not getting any minutes. And then he goes to Houston in a deal where Sacramento is just trying to free some stuff up. And then he gets shipped out of Houston because they're trying to free more money up to get Dwight Howard. Well, that worked out for him as it turns out. So I guess that was a good idea. But Thomas Robinson, he's not a 40-minute-a-game guy. He's not a 15-point, 10-rebound guy. What he is about a 24 to 25-minute-a-game kid who's going to get you 7 or 8 boards in that time and probably 7 or 8 points. He's going to block shots, clog up the paint, and be physical. That's all you need. That's all this Blazer team needs is a big man that's going to come off the bench, patrol the paint, and get rebounds.
I was encouraged that one of his former teammates, James Harden, told Chris Haynes at Comcast Sports Northwest in an article that Chris wrote for the website that he thinks that the Blazers got a steal and that this is a guy that's going to be a bona fide NBA player, and obviously he's young enough to still have a lot of good basketball in front of him.
Absolutely. I was ecstatic. When I saw the trade go down earlier in the summer, we heard the rumors, and then it was actually made official and all that, those types of things. It was a spectacular deal for Neil O'Shea and his staff to be able to pry a number 5 pick in the draft 1 year later for some second-round picks. You just can't beat it. You got to make that deal when that deal is presented to you, and I thought it was a great job of recognizing talent.
Will Barton had to battle through a scary-looking knee twist that looked like maybe it was going to be worse than it was, and was able to come back and play and had a game-winning shot in the one game the Blazers did win. What did you think of his time in Vegas?
Like what I saw from Will. What I liked the most was that it seemed like Will was trying to play within a structure. He wasn't just out there going all willy-nilly doing his own thing. He was trying to play within the team structure, and that's all you can ask for a second-year guy as young as Will is. He was able to hit some shots when you needed him to. Still needs to work on that three-pointer, but overall, I thought Will played very well. And again, I want to make sure that people understand, I'm not saying Myers Leonard played bad basketball. I'm saying I had an even higher expectation for him. And he can do more, he should do more, and he will do more. I'm not letting him off the hook and saying, if you average 9 points, 8 rebounds a game in the summer league, great for you. No, I'm saying if you're capable of getting 15 and 12, you should be getting 15 and 12, not the other way around.
C.J. McCollum comes in, number 10 overall pick, and he had some very solid moments in Vegas. Didn't shoot as well as he'd like, and I think he's finding out teams. By the second half of the first game, teams were trapping him and doing some things that I think I've taught him that he has some adjusting to do, and I think he knew that already on the NBA level. So I will talk a little bit more about him with Terry Stotts coming up as well. But I think a lot of people around the NBA were very impressed with many of the things they saw from C.J. McCollum in the Vegas performance for the Trailblazers. All right, head coach Terry Stotts will join us when we come back. Still to come also, Darrell Wright, one of the newest Trailblazers, as we get things rolling on a Monday night. It's Trailblazers courtside in late July, and we are simulcast on Comcast Sportsnet, the Trailblazers Radio Network, and stream live at trailblazers.com.
The BMW 3 Series, the only vehicle to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. Lease a BMW 320i sedan for $299 a month and take advantage of BMW's no-cost maintenance.
Let's face it, appearances count. That's why so many men and women, in an effort to look their best, come to Hair Surgery Specialist Northwest. Dr. Marla Ross and her staff are the most experienced and respected surgical team in Portland. They're local, not a franchise. You'll discover the price of hair restoration surgery is less expensive than the long-term cost of maintaining a hair system. It's the natural choice. You'll like what you see. Hair Surgery Specialist Northwest. Get online or call us today for your free consultation.
At Les Schwab, along with great prices, our tires come with the kind of protection most other places just don't give you, which includes free flat repairs, equal value replacements, pre-trip safety checks, and more for the entire life of the tire. With the other guys, well, you just never know. So why is free protection on your tires good to have?
Lifetime protection. That's our best tire value promise. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
If you had a dollar for every dollar car insurance companies say they'll save you by switching, you'd have, like, a ton of dollars. But how are they saving you those dollars? A lot of companies might answer, or no comment. Then there's Esurance. Born online, raised by technology, and majors in efficiency. So whatever they save, you save. Hassle, time, paperwork, hair tearing out, and yes, especially dollars. Esurance. Now backed by Allstate. Click or call.
Coming up Tuesday right here on The Fan, taking it down to Las Vegas for an update on Trailblazer Damian Lillard, who's participating in Team USA's minicamp. Plus, we've got your latest headlines right here on The Fan.
Thursday afternoon at 1:30 on CSNNW.com, join Dwight James for an all-new live web show as he fields your questions on the latest in sports. Submit your questions on Twitter using hashtag AskDwight or email the show at AskDwight@CSNNW.com.
Bruno Mars is in concert tonight at the Rose Garden.
Yes.
That'd be a show I'd like to see. Maybe we can sneak in after the show is over.
Yeah, I have tickets.
You do?
Yes, I have tickets.
Yes, Wheels. I think I saw that. Yes, it'll be quite a lot of great entertainment at the Rose Garden. Of course, highlighted by Trailblazer basketball, which is going to be returning very, very soon, but it's a little lull now in between Summer League and the start of the preseason. The regular season schedule will come out very, very soon, and I'm sure a guy that will be looking it over very, very closely is our guest at this time. And, you know, Tone, every time we speak to Coach Stotts, I think you would agree, we come out the better for it. We come out more educated. Certainly, the world around us seems a little bit more complete. And I was sitting there in Vegas sending a text to somebody, and Coach Stotts, came up and wanted to start a conversation. And he noticed I was texting. He said, "Hey, why aren't you swiping?" And I said, "Swiping? I didn't know. Is there something unclean around me?" And he said, no, swiping, like on your keyboard, on the cell phone. And I said, I don't know about this swipe. Do tell. And so he shows me how to swipe. So
you're swiping.
So I'm swiping now. It's still a bit of a work in progress, you know, and I asked him, I said, "How does the thing know?" And he says, "Don't worry about how it knows. It knows."
Right.
And so again, I walked away from the conversation feeling, once again, more educated.
I want to learn how to swipe.
Swipes. Yeah, he would teach you. So Here he is right now making the world around him a better place, as he was today at Jackson Middle School, Trailblazers head coach Terry Stotts. So, Coach, thank you for the education about that. I thought Tone, who normally is as technically proficient as anybody I know, I'm surprised that he's not a swiper, so you may have to teach him as well.
Well, it depends on what kind of phone he has. His phone might not be a swipeable machine, swipable phone. You know, it depends on the technology that he's working with.
Well, I
will tell you this, Tone, you've been with Wheels a long time, so I'm showing this, and he kept asking, well, how does that work? And I'm saying, I don't know how it works. It just does. You don't get caught up in how it happens. Just it does, you know?
Coach, I can tell you.
The other thing I do want to say is I'm going to Bruno Mars also with my wife tonight.
Are you?
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you.
We bought some tickets, not freebies. I did pay for my tickets.
Wow.
So.
Because I've asked you about music before.
My wife actually bought a fedora.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
So you're gonna be looking the part and I'm taking in all the scenery, because I've asked you before about music and concerts, and it didn't sound like you're by nature a huge concert goer. So was this more for her than for you?
I think we're both kind of interested in him. I mean, Bruno's kind of hot. And you know what sealed the deal was he had a really good performance on Saturday Night Live during this season.
Yes, he did.
And he's very talented, and, you know, he came, and it was one of the few concerts that we both thought that we would enjoy.
Can't argue with that. And he sings about things that I actually want to hear about, too, rather than things that I don't. And there's a lot of people doing that.
Yes.
But I'll tell you what, Coach.
I don't listen to that either.
I can tell you what, Coach. I've been with Wheels now for 8 years. I've known him for 15. He is the most, I think fair is the best way. He wants to know everything because he wants to make sure it's fair. You know, if it's not fair that the phone doesn't swipe and the other phone doesn't swipe, he doesn't want to swipe. So he wants to make sure that swiping is available for everybody. That's why he wants to know why it works. He's one of those guys, if you say, man, if you flip that switch, the lighter, come on. Well, how? Why? How does that happen? Electricity goes, and then I just stop. I just say, okay, and move on to the next thing.
Yeah, and Catholic.
Let's
I was going
to
say.
Move on to basketball. We need to move on to basketball.
I was saying, Catholic school, I drove the nuns crazy.
Oh, sure.
Asking for a lot of explanations, and after a while, they just had to say it's God's will. You know, I mean, sometimes there's an answer that answers everything. So we'll look for some of those from you, Coach. I was just talking to Tone about summer league. Now I know that Blazer fans might get a little caught up in the 1-5 record. Were you bothered at all by the record? I'm sure you're looking for bigger things than that. So give us your thoughts on the games and maybe the progress that you hope to see from the players, especially since you're going to have so many that you're going to see again in training camp in October.
Well, I was disappointed in the record. I mean, we were 1-5, 1-4 before the last game where we rested our starters. I took away a lot of positives from it, and really I'm looking at the individual on a case-by-case individual basis rather than the sum total. We didn't have a lot of practice time. Thomas Robinson came in late. We certainly weren't a well-oiled machine as far as being a team. That being said, we played Phoenix twice, and they're playing in the championship game tonight. They're undefeated, and we lost a tough one to Chicago as well, and they were one of the top teams. So, you know, all things said, you don't want to make excuses for losses, and it's disappointing to lose. But when I look at the progress of some of the players, I was pleased. You know, C.J. McCollum comes in, plays exceptionally well the first game, and he played probably more point guard than we anticipated playing, but I thought he handled those responsibilities well enough, certainly not at the level that we need him to be, but certainly was very encouraging. I thought Myers Leonard and Joel Freeland showed very good progress, particularly at the defensive end. A lot of the things that we were working with them in the month of June, they showed in summer league. I know some people pointed to the fact that Myers may not have rebounded the ball as well as they would have expected, but at the same time, when you've got Thomas Robinson playing next to you, grabbing 18 or 17 rebounds, there are not that many rebounds to be had, and rebounding was not an issue for our team in summer league. So, I look at those two players, and they played well. Victor Claver, unfortunately, got hurt in the first game, missed the second game, and had been kind of battling an injury anyway. So he showed flashes, playing well, but he wasn't – I don't think he played at 100%. Will Barton was – I think a little disappointed with his shooting efficiency, both from three-point line and finishing around the basket. He got hurt one game and came back. He was supposed to have limited minutes, and then he ended up playing 36 minutes and hit a game winner. And then Alan Crabb was really probably the only player that may have struggled a little bit from our roster. And, you know, he's a shooter that didn't shoot the ball well when he was down there. And, you know, from a coaching standpoint, if the only thing is that the shooter didn't have a good shooting camp, then I'm not that worried because we know he can shoot. And for a lot of times, and C.J. McCollum didn't shoot the ball particularly well. And that's a, you know, that's a difficult transition for college players coming into a faster-paced game, not knowing when they're going to get their shots. They're playing in a system where they knew where their shots were coming and the responsibility of taking shots. Now they're coming into more of a freelance situation in summer league where they kind of had to find it on their own, and that's difficult for a shooter sometimes.
You know, Coach, you mentioned Thomas Robinson coming in late. He bounced around in just his first season in the NBA. In fact, in less than a year, he was with three teams. But he really looked like he wanted to show you guys what he was all about, a true motor guy who plays hard every single possession. He's not a great scorer yet, but the intangibles, the ability to get rebounds that are out should be out of his rebounding zone, that impressed me a lot.
Well, it did, and I failed to mention that when I was going through all our players. I was going to get to Thomas, and I was really impressed by the way he pursued the ball, rebounding the ball. He, he has a great knack to go, and you guys know, and Tone, you're out there. Those guys who have a knack of going and getting rebounds, and some guys get the ones that come to them, and some go after them, and he's one of those guys that goes after them. And you know, he played much, much better than he did last year in summer league. And, you know, I think we're very fortunate to get a young, talented player like him at this stage of his career. I think this is going to be a great situation for him because he's coming in a situation where there aren't the expectations of being the fifth pick of the draft. He'll be playing behind LaMarcus. He'll be able to make the most of the minutes that he gets. And, you know, it's kind of like a new lease on life for him here. Last year was starting with summer league was tough, and being traded twice as a rookie is a tough situation. But I think he's going about it with a great attitude. And, I know he's talked to his college coach. He's had a lot of people talking about getting back to being the Thomas Robinson that made him the fifth pick of the draft. And, you know, that's really good for us because he has a skill set that we don't necessarily have. He has explosiveness and toughness and those things that are difficult to duplicate.
Your coaching for the month did not end after returning from Vegas. Start today of a week-long Trailblazers camp out at Jackson Middle School. And I know you were the focal point of everything and a lot of youngsters that are going to benefit from this experience. How do you approach something like this? And I'm sure you've worked these camps before to make sure they get the most out of their experience. Obviously, you're teaching them some different things beyond basketball, some life lessons and so forth. So how do you get together with your staff and put together a camp that will be meaningful, hopefully, for a lifetime for youngsters like the ones you saw today?
Well, we had about 100 kids there today between the ages of 7 and 13. And I have to admit, the staff led by Omar Leary did an exceptional job with the players. You know, we hit defense, we hit passing and ball handling and shooting and conditioning. And there was just, I thought it was a very well-rounded run camp, and Omar took the lead on that. Tomorrow, I will not be there tomorrow or Wednesday because I'll be going down to Las Vegas again to watch Damian work out with USA Basketball, and then I'll be back at camp on Thursday and Friday. But, you know, with such a wide age group, and especially relatively young age group, it really focuses on the fundamentals, you know, and it gets dribble, pass, shoot, you know, understanding those things. And then as you go up the age spectrum and when you start working with 11, 12, 13-year-olds, now you can get into more of the footwork and coming off screens and things like that. So what we try and do is offer it to something at every level, whether it's a 7-year-old kid or a 13-year-old kid, that they're getting something positive out of camp.
A lot of changes this this year, Coach. Are you looking? Do you find yourself looking through a different prism than you saw last year? You know, you've got a bigger center than you had last year. Myers is a year older. I mean, this team seems to be taking that step in the right direction that allows a coach to you know, gives the coach more options and allows them to do more things.
Well, I think Neil did a fantastic job of working the roster through the draft, free agency, and trades. And he addressed every need that we needed. We needed to become better defensively in the paint and at the rim. I think Robin Lopez helps address that issue. And we needed to get some more scoring off the bench. And C.J. McCollum and Thomas Robinson and Darrell Wright all lend to that. And we needed more stability in the backcourt, particularly at the point guard position. Now we've got C.J. McCollum and Earl Watson. So the needs that we had coming off the season and coming into the draft and free agency, Neil was able to address every one of those issues. In addition, we became even a younger team. We've got, you know, with the drafting not only of CJ but Alan Crabb and getting Thomas Robinson on board, we still have the five rookies from last year. We're going to have eight players that are either in their first or second year in the NBA. So we have a lot of young talent. We've gotten better. I think we have a better starting lineup, and I think we have more depth, particularly scoring the ball. So Neil, I can't say enough for the job that Neil did.
So lastly, we know from having seen photographic evidence from the past that when there's a theme night that you're associated with, that you will dress the part. You mentioned your wife as a fedora for the occasion tonight, the Bruno Mars concert. Are you dressing anything that is concert appropriate, shall we say?
No, and I hope you're not showing the Atlanta picture again.
No, I'm sure we have it. It's amazing that we just have it handy.
You just happen to have it.
Amazing how that works out.
Yeah, it's amazing. But you know what? I will not. I do have a couple felt hats, but they're really not in the Bruno Mars motif, so I probably won't be wearing either one of them. But and I don't know what else I could wear that would really put me in the mood of a Bruno Mars concert. But if I had it at my disposal, I would.
I'll tell you what you need, Coach. All you need is some tight blue jeans and a really tight V-neck shirt, and you'll fit in with every other old young dude that's trying to be here tonight.
I don't think anybody wants to see me in tight jeans and a tight V-neck T-shirt. That's not a good sight.
I don't think that was a compliment. Old young dude, what are you saying about Coach?
Yeah. I know. You know what? When you see people my age trying to act a little bit younger than they are, it's difficult to pull off.
I'm an old young dude. I know exactly.
Okay. All right.
But see, you're a young old dude.
You flip-flop the word. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Coach. We have one of your new additions, Darrell Wright, on the line, so we're going to get to him. But thank you for the visit. And enjoy the concert tonight. Enjoy the rest of the week in Vegas and at the camp. And we'll see you soon, I'm sure.
All right, well, listen, tell Darrell, you know, Darrell just scored 47 in the Drew League, and I think he went 7 for 13 from threes, and he's another, I failed to mention, but he is going to be a big part of our scoring off our bench as well.
Very nice. All right, Coach, thank you.
Ask him if they're playing any defense in the Drew League when he scored 47.
No.
I will definitely ask him. All right, thank you.
All right, take care, guys.
So we bopped from Terry Slick Stotts.
Yes.
You think that anybody's called him Slick other than for that one picture of him in a leisure suit for a 70s night back in his earlier coaching days. But a guy that he is definitely excited about having on the roster for next season is joining us right now, one of the Blazers' new additions, Darrell Wright. So, Darrell, Coach Stotts already is bragging about your summer league performance here, or at least your performance in the summer. 47 points, that even a summer game where maybe a lot of defense wasn't being played, that's pretty impressive, I would think.
Yeah, you know what? Down in Drew League this year, it's been really competitive. So guys are actually playing a little bit of defense. So, you know, they made it tough for me, but, you know, we ended up losing the game too, so I'm not excited about it as much, you know. But it was a good game.
You know, Darrell, there was a time when you know, when I came through the league, when the summer came, we played hard, we wanted to win. Then it seemed like there was a little bit of a lull in that. Guys kind of took it. It became more lackadaisical. But the players I talk to now, they seem to take it more serious. Pride is back on the line. Everybody wants to win their summer league games.
Yeah, you know what? I think a lot of that has to do with the social media and the things that we're exposed to now with YouTube and things like that. So I think a lot of guys try to stay off of those sites, and a lot of guys, you know, that aren't, you know, household names or names people know, but they're trying to make a name when they, you know, have an NBA player in front of them. So you always got to be on your game when you go to these different programs and summer leagues around the country.
Darrell, you had a lot of teams that were interested in your services this offseason. Talk to us about what was attractive about the Trail Blazers that ultimately led to you signing with Portland, and also about the unique kind of side benefit that the Blazers were able to draw from having your son be an Oregon Ducks fan.
Yeah, you know, me and Neil go way back from, you know, high school days, ABCD camp, you know, and he just really kept it real with me and told me what they were looking for and what they saw in me and where I fit in at. So that definitely had a lot to do with it, you know, the team, the coaching staff and all that. And I just felt like I really fit in with a young group of guys that would be able to grow with each other in the years to come. And me being an older veteran player, I really felt that I could be, you know, be right in the mix with these guys, get some good playing time and also contribute.
And you've had a chance to be a part of you know, different types of organizations. I mean, Golden State's one type of organization, Miami a very different type of organization. So you know, tell Blazer fans who may not know a lot about your history, you know, what it is that you'll be able to bring to the table. We know you're a 3-point shooter, but you have some intangibles because you've been around the league so long.
You know, number one thing I would definitely say, me bringing my veteran, you know, brain to the team, you know, with a young team, me being around, only 27 years old, my 10th year in the NBA, played with a lot of Hall of Fame players, and, you know, just the work ethic, you know, just all the small things that you don't get to see, you know, behind the scenes, on stat sheets and stuff like that, just encouraging guys, just being a good teammate. And that's what I'm going to bring, you know, not only 3-point shooting, but, you know, playmaking ability. And I can still jump a lot. I still don't think I'm athletic still, but I can still get up. I can still get up there.
Now, having not lived in Oregon, talk to us about how your son became a fan of the Ducks, and in particular, D'Anthony Thomas.
Man, it's a pretty funny story. I'm a big Xbox player, so, you know, NCAA, college football, I play that a lot. My favorite team on the game is Oregon. And my son also plays the game, too, and he likes to play with the mascot. So ever since I could say probably five now, probably since 3 years old, I asked him, what college you want to go to, Devin? He always said, I want to go play for the Oregon Ducks. I'm going to play for the Oregon Ducks. I'm going to play basketball and football. And number six is my favorite player.
That's amazing.
Wow, that is amazing. Well, I'll tell you what, when you get here, I didn't realize you were a big gamer. When you get here, I'm going to have a friend of mine who has a bus that he outfitted with like 16 video Xbox consoles. I have to get you on the bus so you guys, so we can take you around a tour of the city and you can play the game at the same time.
Oh, yeah, that's sweet. I'm with that. That's cool. Let me know where I need to be at.
And we'll get you out to the Ducks game. That's easy to do as well.
Maybe we'll take the X bus down to the Duck game, and then it'll encompass all things.
That's cool with me. I'm all with it. Just let me know which guys gonna pick me up or where I need to meet you guys.
That's right. Well, you've been through this before, going to a new team. Tell us then, what is the rest of the summer like for you to be able to get into town in time to get to know some new teammates, and as Terry Stotts mentioned, he's a guy that loves a 3-point shot, so we know that's going to be an offense that's comfortable for you. So probably not a lot of adjustment there. But how do you prepare for the rest of the summer and make sure that you're ready to hit the ground running when training camp begins in October?
You know, in the next few weeks, my conditioning programs and all that, that's going to pick up and things like that. I've been playing a lot of pickups, doing a lot of individual work, and that's just things that's going to pick up. You know, me going from two a day to like either two to three times a day and just picking up everything. I'm thinking about I'm getting back to Portland right after Labor Day. I know that's a lot of NBA guys really report back. So, you know, you get some pickup 5-on-5. So you get a chance to know each other before you get to training camp. I just really believe in that really works. You know, for the past few years I've been in the league, we've been doing that. And, you know, you really get an opportunity to connect with your teammates on and off the court.
You know, as you look at, you mentioned being a leader, and Earl Watson was picked up as well as a free agent in the offseason. And one of the things Neil O'Shea said was, we want somebody that can speak up in the locker room, isn't afraid to challenge a teammate when needed, and also be a nice veteran influence to the younger players at his position. You look at a guy like Nick Batum, who's an emerging small forward in this league, but still has probably hasn't even reached the ceiling of his potential. Do you look at that as a situation where you can be of value to him, having been around the league a little bit, but still, as you say, somebody young enough that can go out and still has a lot of good basketball left in him as well?
Yeah, you know what? Me looking at Nick from the past 2 years, me being able to see Nick the past 2 years, I could tell how he carries himself. You know, he's a real pro. I could tell he works hard. You know, I'm just going to be that guy in practice each and every day, just pushing him and trying to get better, not only for myself, but for him. Nick is one of those guys that I'm happy I don't have to play against every year now, because he's that type of player that you hate playing against. He doesn't stop moving. He's a great shooter, great player, a playmaker. So I'm really happy I'm be able to be in practice and get better from each other. You know what I mean? So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, Darrell, I know everybody here in Portland is happy to have you as one of the newest Trailblazers, and we'll look forward to seeing you right after Labor Day and get you acclimated to everything here. There's some good Duck home games in that month of September, yes. So we'll get you out to one before training camp starts and get your son there as well and get you going as a Trailblazer. So it should be fun to have you on board. But thanks for the visit tonight. Enjoy the rest of July and August, and we'll see you here before too long.
Okay, I'll see you guys soon. Thank you.
Darrell Wright, one of the newest Trailblazers, and you said, but I think he's ready to come now with the chance to be on that bus going to a Ducks game and playing some Xbox on the way.
On the way, can't beat it.
Wait till he tells his son. He goes, hey, this whole thing going to Portland has just gotten that much better now. All right, when we come back, Tone put the captain to work asking the question about the Trailblazers' 3-point success and records and so forth. So we'll be able to tell you exactly what the captain was able to find in his research when we come back and continue. With this edition of Trailblazers Courtside, we are streamed live at trailblazers.com and simulcast on the Blazers Radio Network and Comcast SportsNet.
What's Express? It's fast and rapid. And maintenance, preservation, and protection. Express maintenance at Broadway Toyota. Drop it off. Have a cup. Two-tech service and inspect your car at one time. Not that guy. These guys. Oil filter, tire rotation, $49.95. Then, just pick it up and you're off. Rapid, precise protection. Broadway Toyota. For price, selection, and convenience, Broadway is the only way. And we're in the middle of it all at the I-5 Rose Quarter exit.
It's the big brand sale at Standard TV and Appliance, setting the standard with over 40 brands.
Save $730 on a Samsung front load laundry pair. Save $750 on a stainless steel GE French door refrigerator. Save $250 on a stainless KitchenAid dishwasher. And get a plush Beautyrest queen mattress for only $469.
Hurry in, the big brand sale. Standard TV and Appliance.
Matt, what do we got going on here today?
Well, we put an addition on this home.
Before we start painting, obviously we got to prep. We got exterior and interior 3M Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. The exterior tape can hold up to the elements, the wind, the rain, the hot sun, the humidity. It has a waterproof backing. One of my favorite things about this tape, it has a quick snap tear. Also, it comes off cleanly up to 7 days. It's the perfect tape to use for exterior painting. Available at the Home Depot.
Falls are the number one cause of injury to senior citizens. Acorn Stairlifts has a solution. Just don't fall. Sit, relax, ride with an Acorn Stairlift, the world's leader in stairlifts. Don't let limited mobility keep you from going up and down your stairs, even outside. Call Acorn Stairlifts now for a free information kit and no obligation quote. Why risk falling when you could safely ride?
Our Acorn Stairlift is definitely more affordable than moving.
The Acorn Stairlift has a padded seat and backrest. Safety sensors stop the chair if there are obstacles. The seat swivels and locks so you don't twist your body. And the Acorn Stairlift folds away. It even works through a power shortage.
I was really surprised how little they cost.
Call 1-800-619-4496 for free information. That number again is 1-800-619-4496. 1-800-619-4496. Call now.
Well, he mentioned the Bruno Mars concert tonight. A great way to see that concert and really any of the events at the Rose Garden is with a Rose Garden club seat. Premium amenities, choice seat locations, and an array of VIP benefits. You can experience, of course, Blazer action, as well as world-class concerts like Bruno Mars, Michael Bublé. Rose Garden club seats, the ideal client entertainment option as well. So you can secure your club-level seats by calling 503-963-3993 or by heading to trailblazers.com. All right, Tone wanted to know because I mentioned earlier that the Blazers set a record last year, franchise record, for three-point field goals made. He said, well, what about attempts? What about percentage? So during the 2008-2009 season, the Blazers had previous records for three-point field goals made, 596, three-point field goals attempted, 1,555, and three-point field goal percentage at just over 38%. Last season, they broke two of those records, three-point field goals made, 673, over the previous record of 596, so almost 100 more, and they really shattered the record for three-point attempts. 1,555 in 2008-2009, 1,904 last season, and still not a bad percentage at all when you consider what is considered...
it's average.
Yeah, I mean, what's considered good in the NBA. So not the 38% that was a record in 08-09, but 35% is what they shot last season. But again, for the attempts and for the makes, I think Terry Stotts would probably take that if you gave him those same numbers again this season. But I think 673, keep an eye on that, and we'll do it all season long. I think the Blazers will be over 700 three-pointers.
Well, I'll tell you what, the 1904, that number needs to stay about the same. If it does, the 673 goes up because you have better shooters now. You
right.
know, that, and that in and of itself, you look at the bench, you know, Victor Claver was not a good three-point shooter. Will Barton, not a good three-point shooter. And that those are the guys that you had coming in off the bench. Eric Maynard wasn't a good three-point shooter. Ronnie Price wasn't a good three-point shooter. There was no three-point shooting coming in off the bench. I bet guarantee you 650 of those were probably from the starting five. So that tells you a lot about what this team is going to be able to do when you add Darrell Wright and C.J. McCollum to that bench crew.
Yeah, and if Alan Crabb gets some time as well, there's another guy that has shown, at least on the college level, that he could shoot some three-pointers. I like Victor Claver's perimeter shot. It looked better in Vegas.
It didn't go in better.
It didn't go in as well, but he took it with more confidence.
Yes.
So I have a feeling that maybe that's something that, again, is a work in progress.
I saw this guy once, and be real quick, he was real confident. He punched Mike Tyson in the face. Mike Tyson chewed his arm off. Confidence doesn't always matter.
Well, better than an ear, some might say. All right, we'll come back and continue. I'm going to ask Tone about what the rest of the summer should be like for these Trailblazers to make sure, because, again, basketball is no longer showing up for training camp and then getting in shape in October. It's a year-round process. So what must they do now that Summer League is over to be ready for October to take advantage of the rest of July and August and even into September? We'll continue Trailblazers courtside. We are simulcast on the Blazers Radio Network, Comcast Sportsnet, stream live at trailblazers.com.
Honda. It's a Northwest thing. Come in now for incredible deals on all 2013 models. For details, visit shophonda.com.
At Casey Jackson tweets, oh, it's cool. It's not like I had plans or anything. Hashtag stupid car. Casey, stop by the Honda Summer Clearance event and get a great deal on a new Civic. It comes standard with Bluetooth and Pandora compatibility. So instead of being all hashtag stupid car, you could be all hashtag yo.
Get a great deal on the fuel-efficient Civic at the Honda Summer Clearance event. Happening now.
Our biggest client will be here in 15 minutes, and this presentation is taking forever to download.
Well, we have DSL. It takes time.
I know. Comcast is fast. Great price. Please, you're the office manager. Help.
Big file?
Yeah.
You take out the video.
I can't do that.
Move the meeting?
I can't do that either.
Maybe you had some bad shellfish for lunch, and you have to go home.
That's not bad.
Say goodbye to the phone company. Say hello to savings. Switch to Comcast Business Internet today and add phone and TV for just $34.90 more a month. Comcast Business drives business.
What's that? Are you serious? He's saying that all the way to Vegas? Oh, okay. I don't need any more. Hi, so your brakes say they're down to 2%. Is that all they said? More or less.
For 30 years, we've been the brake experts at Les Schwab, and it shows. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Mondays by Bravo go back to where it all began. Orange County.
the extremes.
She got a chin implant?
Tara and Annie are finally ready.
In less than like a month, I could be pregnant.
The ex-friends.
What out?
That's totally, completely unfair.
What team are you on now?
She's someone that I absolutely do not want in my life.
And the ex-boys.
She got caught with some other guy when she was married to Don.
Don't you get it?
The Real Housewives of Orange County is all new every Monday at 9, 8 Central. Only by Bravo.
Done!
Our biggest client will be here in 15 minutes, and this presentation is taking forever to download.
Well, we have DSL. It takes time.
I know. Comcast is fast. Great price. Please, you're the office manager. Help.
Big file?
Yeah.
You take out the video.
I can't do that.
Move the meeting?
I can't do that either.
Maybe you had some bad shellfish for lunch, and you have to go home.
That's not bad.
Say goodbye to the phone company. Say hello to savings. Switch to Comcast Business Internet today and add phone and TV for just $34.90 more a month. Comcast Business drives business.
It won't be that long before we have the official schedule coming out for 2013.
It's usually
2014.
The 28th.
It's the 26th.
It's, see, I'm 2 days late. That's in a couple of days.
It's not far off, that's for sure. And so it's definitely not too early to start thinking about season tickets with the best seats, best value, and the best benefits, and 10% off at all concession stands at the Rose Garden, 20% off at the Fan Shop, and an entrance into the Rip City United community, exclusive opportunities like private player events and more. Secure those season tickets for next year by calling 503-797-9600 or by heading to trailblazers.com. So, Darrell Wright was talking to us a little bit about what the rest of summer is going to look like for him. Of course, he's going to make a transition to a new city. But for, I think we know that the best players in the league always do something to add to their game in between seasons. And they're maybe in better shape. Maybe they add a hook shot if they didn't have one before, or they get better as a three-point shooter. Damian Lillard has talked about trying to improve his defense. So there's always something that a player can do better and can improve on and be ready because, and if he's not doing it, then he's falling behind because the other good players in the league are doing that. So how should this Blazers team, especially as a team that's trying to get into the playoff mix, what do they need to do to take full advantage of what's left of the summer before the coaches get a hold of them again full-time in training camp?
Well, you know, the first thing is you've got to be in constant contact with your coaches because, you know, you need to know what's expected. You know, if you are C.J. McCollum, you should be on the phone with Terry Stotts and the coaching staff. You know, coach, what should I be doing? Not trying to go out on your own and reinvent the wheel, but let them direct you and where they want you to go. You know, Wesley Matthews is probably the best example of a guy who takes full advantage of his summer. I mean, he came in as a rookie, and it was all defense. And then it was all defense, and, you know, it was the jump shot. And then it was all defense, the jump shot, and a little bit of a post game. And then it was the all defense, the jump shot, a little bit of the post game, and a step back. And we've seen Wesley, every year that he's been in the NBA, bring something a little bit different to the table that helps his teams have success. Nicholas Batum, you know, he really needs to work on his ball handling. I think his decision-making is great, but he's still a little bit shaky, especially with his left hand. He should be in the gym every day. Not he should be. He is in the gym. We've seen him in the gym, especially when the guys are here working out for summer league. We know he's in the gym every single day working on his deficiencies. Thomas Robinson, you know, it's right now, it's all about that 12 to 15 foot jump shot, establishing a guaranteed low post scoring threat. LaMarcus did it. We saw him, you know, when he was a rookie, he was a 15-foot, you know, jump shooter, and then he added up some bulk, and he became a right-hand hook shot guy, and he, you know, a little bit of a fadeaway. Thomas Robinson has to follow the same mold. Start with what you are, and that is a rebounding energy guy. Add one simple thing. Maybe it's a 12-foot jump shot. Maybe it's a turnaround jump shot. And then every year, you build on that one piece at a time until you become a more complete player.
All right, when we come back for our final segment, I want to find out from Tone, USA Basketball Experience, what can it mean to help Damian Lillard get ready for his second season?
I never was invited to you.
I'm not saying, you know, I can comment on a movie, and I haven't been an actor. So you don't have to have played at USA Basketball to tell us what you think it'll do to help Damian Lillard. So we'll get to that as we wrap things up for this edition of Trailblazers Courtside. We are streamed live at trailblazers.com and simulcast on Comcast Sportsnet and the Blazers Radio Network.
You get a lot from hard work, like best-in-class 25 mpg, best-in-class 850 pound-feet of torque, and best-in-class 30,000 pounds towing. You also get the best weekend ever. We put everything into our trucks so you can get everything out of them. Experience it all now at the Ram Summer Clearance Event. Now trade in your vehicle and get $7,450 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4.
It's the big brand sale at Standard TV and Appliance, setting the standard with over 40 brands.
Save $730 on a Samsung front-load laundry pair. Save $750 on a stainless steel GE French door refrigerator. Save $250 on a stainless KitchenAid dishwasher. And get a plush Beautyrest queen mattress for only $469.
Hurry in, the big brand sale. Standard TV and Appliance.
Some people expect more from insurance. They want a company that's available on their schedule, 24 hours a day. A company that keeps working until the coverage is just right. They want a company that's built a reputation on exceptional service and never stops proving its worth. We're not sure what the rest of the world calls people like this, but at Amica, we call them customers. Every question, every concern, every setback, every call for help, every day, every hour, every minute, every quote, every claim. When you choose Amica for auto, home, or life insurance, we never stop proving our worth.
We know you always want more of your favorite teams. So here's what we're going to do. This fall, Comcast Sportsnet is bringing you more college football than ever before. We're adding more Ducks and Beavers, covering all pre- and post-game angles every Friday night, Saturday morning, and Saturday night. We're also bringing you more Trailblazers than ever before with Rip City Live and Talkin' Ball before and after every single Blazers game. Comcast Sportsnet is your home for Northwest sports.
Lots of highs and lows this season. No high bigger than the rookie.
We actually worked yesterday, so.
Yeah. I almost had an aneurysm three or four times.
Nothing for us.
It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, the captain taking advantage of the wonderful waterfall in the background as part of the Rose Quarter Commons area. It was a day to cool off if you had the chance.
Absolutely.
Now, Damian Lillard, we want him to heat up as he gets ready for his second NBA season. USA basketball experience, what can it do to help him be an even better player, if possible, than his Rookie of the Year campaign?
Confidence, confidence, confidence. When you play against the best players in the country, and for all intents and purposes, the best players in the world, and you hold your own, it changes the way you carry yourself. It changes the way you think about yourself in relation to the rest of the league and basketball. I can relate very, very remotely to what he's going through. When I came out after my rookie year, my freshman year in college, I was invited to the U.S. Olympic Festival, which is held in Oklahoma City, and it's most of the Olympic Games, and it was the precursor to the Olympic team. It was the very, very start. I got a chance to play, and there were all sorts of big-time players that were at this thing, and I played with them. I was right amongst them as one of their peers. I played well during that tournament, and I remember walking away saying, I don't belong at Southern Illinois University. I'm too good for this. And I called my coach and said, I'm transferring.
They didn't want to hear that.
No, it was not what they wanted to hear. But
this has worked too well.
It was probably the wrong thing to do at the time, but it did give me a different level of confidence. And I think that's what we'll see from Dame. If he goes down there and has a good week, I think he comes back saying, I am that guy. I can be that guy. I have the ability to be that guy. And now you guys will find out just how much I am capable of being.
Our Trailblazers courtside crew tonight, consisting of director Phil Beard, producer Nick Elliott, video Steve Radford, graphics operator John McConnell, audio Lynn Malone, cameras J.P. Morgan and Brian Grubb, engineer Bruce Williams, online coordinator Justin Moulter, and our radio producer, the one and only Captain Rich Patterson, who is still smiling after his great experience in Seattle, seeing the one and only Paul McCartney. And he was terrific,
as
you would expect. And, of course, Dave Grohl and the remaining Nirvana guys. guys came out for part of the encore segment. So it was quite a night. If I hadn't been in Vegas, I would have been there right with the captain and his lovely wife, Debbie. But glad that he had a chance to enjoy it. All right. Next week, Mike and Mike will be here for the next edition of Trailblazers Courtside. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. So still plenty of basketball activity to talk about as the summer rolls on and we get ever closer to the schedule being released, Blazer Dancer Squad being announced. So lots still to happen, and we'll cover it all right here on Trailblazers Courtside. For Antonio Harvey, I'm Brian Wheeler. Thank you for joining us for this edition. We'll talk to you soon on Trailblazers Courtside. So long, everyone.